Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Reverend Don Lewis coming to you from witchschool.com. Are you looking for the best in pagan and magical education? With more than 12,000 pages, witchschool.com is like having your own personal library with individual learning assistants to help you study. And Witchschool's anyone, anytime, anywhere education system is available any place on earth, anywhere you are and anytime you want it, as long as you have an internet connection. Witchschool's lifetime memberships are a great value. They really do last a lifetime. They've been there for years and they'll be there for years to come. So get your membership today at witchschool.com.
You're listening to Pagans Tonight. Pagans unite on Pagans Tonight. Many paths, one network. For over 5 years, we've been the place to connect with the best, brightest, and most trusted voices in the pagan world. Every night is Pagans Tonight.
Welcome to the Soapbox Witch. I'm your host, Onyx. Thank you for joining me on this magical journey of thought seed farming. You had a choice, and you chose to spend time with me.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Soapbox Witch. I am Onyx, your host. Think about it. Books, mind games, yoga, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, all this stuff. These things are created to provide our minds either exercise or relaxation. As we delve further into the human mind, we have consistently found that brain activity and rest are both necessary to keep your intellect healthy and active. Now, in today's age, the meaning of the word well-being is not just limited to your body. You know, it's not just those bulging muscles or the chiseled abs that talk about your well-being, but it's also your mental faculties. If you think that achieving your goals, achieving your objectives, and achieving your dreams only requires emotional and physical strength, could never be more wrong. What I'm going to talk about tonight centers around a seven-letter word. And that seven-letter word is thought. Thought. T-H-O-U-G-H-T. Merriam-Webster defines the word as an idea, a plan, an opinion, picture, etc., that's formed in your mind, something that you think of. Now, you might be thinking here, but what's this got to do with manifesting my desires, manifesting what I want? But I want you to think about it for a moment. Think about it further. Look around. Look everywhere around you. The objects around you. Look at the computer screen, the telephones that we use, the pictures on the walls themselves. Everything that we interact with or is in our life at one point in time was just a thought. So everything starts with a thought. In the magical arts, we should know this. Most of us, when we cast circle, start in the east. What does east represent? Thought. A single thought can revolutionize aspects of our life. Some of you who were my age or older might remember how ridiculous we thought those science fiction films were that showed gadgets that allowed people to see and communicate with each other. But now almost everyone has a mobile device of some sort where we can do exactly that. This same concept can be applied to your life goal. Whenever you feel like your life goal, whether short-term or long-term, seems too impossible to achieve, take a breath and focus on that thought. If you concentrate enough of your time, enough of your energy, and enough effort on that particular thought, you'll find yourself coming closer and closer to your dream than you think. Remember, it all begins with a thought. So I'm going to let you think about that for a moment, that everything begins with a thought. And I'm going to listen to a little piece of music. And as those of you who follow me know, I rarely find something before I come in here. So give me just a moment and I will bring something up. I think maybe I would like to, as usual, play some Dave the Bard. But I'm not sure which one. So bear with me, because I will look through the titles and something will jump out at me, just like it always does. And I think what I'm going to play tonight is something that I don't play very often. And this is a song by Dave the Bard called Willow's Song. Please enjoy, and I'll be back on the other end to continue. Thank you for joining me.
Welcome back to the Soapbox Witch. Whether you're live or in the archive, you had a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend time with me.
And welcome back. I'm your host, Onyx. And for those of you who are a little longer in the tooth, like I am, might remember that song as it was presented in The Wicker Man, the 1970s version, not that Nicolas Cage tripe. Although there were a couple of things in the Nick Cage version that I like. Overall, I think that Nick Cage should scratch that from his resume. But be that as it may, that's an opinion. That was Willow's Song by Dave the Bard. If you have not seen The Wicker Man, the 1970s, I think it was 73, if I'm not mistaken, when that was released, then I would highly recommend it. Now, I want to make a few announcements here before we delve into this topic. First of all, I'd like to thank Pagans Tonight Radio Network for allowing me to be on their network with this live show. There are a lot of great shows that are here on the Pagans Tonight Radio Network. If you do not check them out, if you have not checked them out, then please do. I don't have a list of all of them, but if you will go to, well, you're there at it if you're here in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/witchschool, you can see the different shows that are listed. Now, there are shows 7 days a week. Next, I would like to apologize. Actually, I probably should have done that first, but I would like to apologize. For the last couple of weeks, I have not been on the show. There has not been an episode, and I do apologize. 2 weeks ago, I had a little bit of a medical issue. No big thing other than wearing a headset and talking would not have been a good thing for me at that time. Of course, last week, in the evening time, I had a hand fasting that we officiated for, and it became too late to come in here. And I apologize. I should have probably thought about that ahead of time, programmed in an old episode, or maybe even recorded one to autoplay. I did not. And my thought process there, not making excuses, but just trying to provide you a little bit of a glimmer into the mind of Onyx. Beware, be very, very aware. I'm thinking, well, you know, if I'm not there, the archives are there. If I program an old episode into play, it's already in the archives. I apologize. And for all those of you who were considerate enough and concerned enough to message me and ask if there was a problem or anything, I greatly appreciate it. So thank you very much for being concerned. And I am back. From here forward, if I'm not going to be here, if it is something that I am aware of before the fact, I will either program in an archive episode in this time slot, or I will record a new show and put it in place. So there again, thank you for being concerned, and please accept my apologies. One other thing I'd like to talk about really quickly is there is a charity that I would like to spotlight a little bit, and I'm going to let you do the exploration for it. But I'm going to give you a little quick overview. It's called Art for Their Sake. Now, Art for Their Sake is a project, and they do custom mural artwork that's designed to improve the environments of the sick, the disabled, the disadvantaged, and the terminally ill. I'm going to put in a URL into the chat room, and that URL, for those of you who are not listening live, who are not listening in the chat room, is www.artfortheirsake.com. I encourage you to check it out. Give as you were led, donate as you were led. It's an excellent project. It has been, for those of you who may not know, I'm a psych major, and it has been shown over and over again how art and the participation in art and being in an environment where there's art is it has a very, very positive influence on many, many different areas psychologically. And if you think about it, these people, you know, the people who are sick, the people who are disabled, the disadvantaged, and the terminally ill, they're in a very rough spot, very rough psychological and emotional spot. So any little thing that can be done to help ease their life, to bring them a little bit of joy, is worth doing. So please check that out, Art for Their Sake, at artfortheirsake.com. Thank you. And, yeah, check them out. Now back to topic. Many of you know who Ben Stein is, right? If you don't, he hosted a game show type thing, Win Ben Stein's Money. But before that, actually, he was a speechwriter for a couple of different American presidents. And a very successful man, very intelligent man. And he's quoted as once saying, "The first step to getting the things you want out of life is this. Decide what you want." Now, the technique that I'm going to talk about tonight, you can utilize to achieve your dreams. But the first step to achieving your dreams is knowing what your dreams are. Because if you don't know what you want, you can't get it. Well, you don't know if you've got it or not. Okay, look at life kind of like a set of Lego blocks, okay? Indulge me here for a moment. Look at life as like a set of Lego blocks. Everybody knows what Legos are. Well, I assume everyone knows what Legos are, but the little building blocks, children, adults, we've all been fascinated with these things. And we've all used our Disney language quite loudly when we step on them in the dark. But that's beside the point. But these blocks are fascinating, and because what they do is they allow us to explore our imagination and to turn our ideas into something tangible. Before you put those Lego pieces together, however, you have to think about something you want to build. You might want to build a car or a building like a house or a tower, or a skyscraper, maybe a robot. But the important step in playing with Legos and building something is knowing what you want to build first. You initially had a thought. An idea, an imagination that you envisioned into reality using these colorful building blocks. Life is exactly like that. The building blocks of life are basically anything and everything you can use to reach your dream. Can you use these Lego blocks of life if you don't even have a clue of what dreams you actually want to reach? in philosophy. There's a question. Basic question. Simple, basic question. If you do not know where you want to go, how will you know how to get there? The same thing is mentioned in Alice in Wonderland. Alice comes up to the toadstool, the centipede's up there, and Alice goes, well, which path do I take? Centipede says, well, where do you want to go? Alice says, well, I don't know. And the centipede says, well, it really doesn't matter, then does it? So, yes. Now, I'm not saying that if you feel lost in your life right now, that you're doomed to fail. I'm not saying that if you're feeling lost, that you will be forever lost. All you need is a bit of perspective, a breath of fresh air, something to clear your mind. Because life is full of distractions. We all know this. Life is full of distractions. Feeling like you do not know which direction to take is perfectly normal. It happens to us all. And you have to understand, that embracing this reality is not synonymous to accepting it and not doing anything to change it. Ask yourself, do you know what you want right now? If not, then take a step back and look at where you are in your life right now. Right at this moment, you can uncover and discover your future desires by analyzing your present and evaluating your past. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, or actually I want you to ask yourself these questions. And then we're going to go for another song break while you think about them. Number one, are you happy with what you have right now? Number two, is there anything in your life that you wish to change? Number three, do you have any regrets? Number four, if you live in a perfect world, where would you be, and what would you be? Number five, can you remember who you were before the world and the people in it decided who you should be? Number six, what do you value most in life? You. Not society, not your family. What do you value the most in life? Number seven, if there is a particular person you look up to, if there is, then why? Why do you look up to that person? Number 8, where do you see yourself 10 years from now? Number 9, what are you passionate about? And number 10, what challenges you? Now, some of these questions might seem a bit silly, but sometimes, the key to knowing your purpose and your dream is to get to know yourself better. You have to realize that most of the time, the only person actually stopping you from getting what you want is yourself. And you have to understand that it's all right to be scared from time to time. But use that fear of the unknown to challenge yourself rather than letting it be the reason for not going any further. I want you to think about that for a few minutes. And I'm going to get us a song. While we all put that in the meat grinder. And we think about it. When we come back, we're going to start talking about how to manifest what it is that you want. We'll talk about that technique. And I'm going to play a song that has some meaning for quite a few people that I know, especially those who are military or were military. This is a song that kind of harkens back several years. So I'm going to play the song Symbol by Cilia. Enjoy, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
An American soldier came home today, wrapped up as cargo in an American flag. He asked for one sweet silent symbol on his grave, but the VA gun said, "Sorry, son, request a night." Well, he served as any other with his hands. Pray to Father Sky, he bowed down to Mother Earth. He honored air and water and the fire he danced around. But you didn't honor him before you put him in the ground. It's a symbol, it's a sign, it stands for everything divine. Excuse me, sir, I think you're wrong. I checked him the last time I read the doctrine. It said, practicing your faith is not a crime. So let this soldier rest, honor his request. You sent that little girl crying home from school, told her she was evil and she disobeyed the rules. You took away her pendant, grandmother's gift, but the other kids are free to wear their. And she knows that if you catch her, that you'll have her expelled. She's frightened every member of the family's gone to hell. So messed up, she's 5 years old, she doesn't know her rights. But her daddy is a lawyer, so get ready for the fight. Not a problem.
freedom to stand up and fight for what we believe in. He's a believer and he wears it on his arm. First day New Jersey set off all of the alarms. The memo spread like wildfire that the devil had arrived. And the virus got to corporate and they fired him by five. Now all this misperception and everyone runs scared. Scared of the neighbors and scared to declare. So hard for
Soapbox Witch, whether you're live or in the archive, you had a choice. Thank you for choosing to spend time with me.
And welcome back. I want to revisit something real quick. I was going to mention this earlier, but I got caught up a little bit. I want to revisit this art for arts, art for their sake. And you might wonder why I am so much about getting the word out here. The founder of that project, of that charity, is a man by the name of George Nicholas. George Nicholas is also from Kirnunus Rising, which is a pagan band. Pagan from a long time back. So where's the connection? Why am I talking about it here? Because George Nicholas is doing things that we've been talking about for a long time. He's getting out there and making a difference in the community, the broader community, not just our pagan community. He's leading the pack in things that we all should be doing to the best of our ability. You know, we all don't have all the same abilities, but our community extends beyond just our pagan brothers and sisters. Our community extends to everyone in the Belly Button Club. What's the Belly Button Club? Well, many of you already know what the Belly Button Club is. The Belly Button Club is a very exclusive club. And if you either have or ever have had a belly button, you're also a member. Art for their sake. Thank you, George. Please check out Kirnunus Rising. It's kirnunusrising.co.uk. I posted it in the chat room. You can hear Kunnenus Rising in the playlist, the stream list, at International Pagan Radio. You can find that at internationalpaganradio.com. I ask you to support the cause as you were led, and any cause for that matter, as you were led. And if something, some cause gets laid on your heart, then I would ask you to follow that. Back to our topic. I played the song symbol for a reason, actually. Yes, sometimes there are methods to my madness. Sometimes there's madness to my methods. But this time there was methods to my madness. Because the technique that I'm going to talk about tonight, continue on with talking about tonight, has a lot to do with symbols. So, if you've thought about those questions that I posed before the break, and you've come to an understanding of what it is you want, even if you don't have it now, but you know how to get to a point where you can understand what it is that you want. Now we're going to talk about how to use a symbol. All right. I'm going to explain the technique and walk you through it. And I'm going to use a very simple illustration of that technique. Not because I think that anyone who listens might be challenged and not understand the broader concept, but I want to show you how simple it really is. And then you can build from there. Now, the first time you start using the technique, you'll want to start small. Because it's just like building anything else, any muscle, any skill. The more you work with it, the easier it gets to be more. It becomes more and more effective, I guess is what I should say. And the reason for that I will explain in a few minutes. So before you go talking about your deepest and most complex desires in life, start with something small. All right. Let me start with something that I want right now. Okay. I'm going to start off small with a request as simple as, let's see. I want a piece of chocolate. I want a piece of chocolate. Now that I have a clear idea of what I want, the next step is to phrase it the right way. There's really nothing wrong with saying, I want a piece of chocolate. But the word want could mean that my desire has a possibility of remaining simply a desire, not a reality. So I'll rephrase that. And I'll say, I will have a piece of chocolate. Why do I do this? Because by using the word will, this is much more powerful, because it gives me the sense of achievement and possibility. Wording your request is the best way, and it's the foundation, a good symbol. Remember, if you phrase your request in various ways, your focus may be split. So you want to keep it singular and definitive. This is the key to making it happen. Another thing that you want to remember is to keep it specific. This is essential. And a lot of older people, not necessarily long in the tooth, but more experienced people in crafting, will tell you and may advise you that this tip is absolutely essential. Think about it. If your request is something like, I will get my dream job, and you put it that simply, I will get my dream job, well, you could possibly get it, but through undesirable circumstances. For instance, you might get your dream job because you have to replace your favorite boss or a very, very dear friend who dies in a car accident. So be very specific. You might want to phrase that as, I will get my dream job because the boss will see me as competent enough to be promoted. Think about it now. Obviously, it would be absolutely wrong to anchor your success only on the power of the symbol. Because how are you going to get your dream job if you're a slacker who shows up to work late, don't meet deadlines? You have to understand that the universe or the universal life, living mind, or whatever you want to call it, the universe, give it a label. I don't care. God, goddess, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The flying spaghetti monster, it doesn't matter. Whatever label you put on it. The universe has to agree that you deserve your request for it to be fulfilled. Because using this technique, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like asking, using this technique and not putting yourself into it, it's kind of like praying to win the lottery jackpot and never buying a ticket. Think about it. You have to give it to manifest. You have to give it away. But we're going to go back to a simple way of turning your request into a symbol. This is where, the fun. This is where the fun starts. With this step, you tap into your creative side. This is where you turn your request into a symbol. This is where you transform your request into an image. The symbol can be anything you can imagine. It's an image that you create to represent your worded request. There's no right, there's no wrong way to do it. The idea is that your mind and your spirit are aligned in associating the same image to your request. This is one of the keys. And this can be done any way you wish. There is no right or wrong way. The only limit is your imagination. What you're trying to do here is that you're focusing on it and you're tapping into the subconscious, into the higher consciousness. And for those of you who have listened to me speak before, you may remember that the way I see things is that the higher self, the higher consciousness, is connected to everything throughout reality. It is timeless, and it has function on the astral plane. And remember that anything manifest on the astral plane has no other choice but to manifest on the material, if given the proper channels. And remember that the waking self, the alert us everyday self, cannot talk to the higher self directly. It goes through the lower self or the child self. Call it a name, whatever. There are so many different terms for this, that the child self can only talk to the higher self and to the waking self. The higher self can only talk to the child self. The waking self can only talk to the child self. If you'll look at that, you'll realize that if our waking self wants to communicate that desire or that request or whatever you want to call it to the higher self, or to be manifest on the astral plane, then we have to do it through symbolism. But our waking self communicates in linear language. That's why we write out our request and be very specific. And then we transform it into a symbol that our waking self and our subconscious connect together to make sure that the subconscious understands exactly what the waking self wants, and it can be communicated to the higher self. Basically, what you're doing is you are creating a logo for your dream. This is a personal brand. So I don't want you to consider anyone else's thoughts. That symbol, that logo is yours. You own it. You can go with something as simple as you wish or as complex as you wish. I mean, I could, like I talked about earlier, I could just take a picture of a piece of chocolate from the internet or whatever. But it would probably be much more effective if I drew one. Of course, those of you who know me will say that I can't draw anything but flies. But the idea is you bring this logo in, you make this symbol, this image, and now that you've created the symbol, now that you've created that image, that logo, you're ready to move forward. The next step in using this symbol, this logo, is having a personal conversation with the universe or the whatever, the deity, the gods, the goddess. Give it a label. I don't care. The higher self, even. Whatever you consider that source to be. You're going to convince that higher self through the lower self into that, through that symbol, that you deserve that. But before sending this logo, this symbol, into the universe, you need to activate it. Oh, what does that mean? Okay, well, let me use this analogy. you're getting ready to send this symbol, this message. Think of it like a text message, okay? Before you can send a specific text message to someone, you first got to check to see if your phone's turned on, your mobile phone is turned on, and you've got service, right? This is kind of what you're doing. To activate this symbol, you have to tap in. You have to get your waking mind to tap into its subconscious and let it take control. Ah, how do I do that then? Well, there are many different ways to get into that altered liminal state of mind. Some traditions call it the eight paths to power. Their mental exhaustion does it. If you're confused from mental exhaustion, ecstatic states do it. This step does sound a bit poetic or philosophical or metaphorical, but it's really very simple. And you might be surprised at how many times you experience being in that state in one single day. Because there are so many different ways to tap into that subconscious. Meditation, yoga, listening to music. Okay, guys, let's face it, orgasm. Okay? There are many, many different ways of doing it. But this state of mind also occurs just a few moments after you woke up. Or just a few moments before you fall asleep. It's that liminal state. It's that altered state of mind. We could get into the technicals of it if you wanted to talk brainwave theory and all that. But there's no reason for that right now. But when you're in that altered state, this allows your brain to activate the symbol that we're talking about. Just before your consciousness overpowers that altered state of mind, if you want to call it, or subconscious again, just before the consciousness takes over, this is the perfect moment to visualize and focus on your symbol, on your logo. This is the process of activating it. The moment you let your consciousness completely take over, you are sending your symbol out into the universe. If you've successfully activated and sent that text message, that symbol, out into the universe, the next step you should take, completely eliminate it and dismiss it. Now, yeah, I know, this seems a little bit weird, but that's the way it works. It's necessary. And the reason it's necessary is it's necessary to bring that process of using that symbol full circle. So that tangible form of the logo, of the symbol that you've created, now you destroy it. Remember how you might have put that symbol on a piece of paper or a painting or whatever the symbol happens to be. Now you destroy it. One of the classic methods, oversimplified methods, is just when you use an oversimplification of the technique that I'm talking about, is to burn it. How many times have we went to an espit or a sabbat, and they say, write your desires on a piece of paper. Now look at it. Now burn it in the cauldron. Well, you know, this is the same technique I'm talking about, but it's oversimplified. They don't discuss what it means to do all that. Now that you're aware of how it works, now you know why you're burning the paper. Destroy the paper. Make sure that it's completely destroyed. And after you've gotten rid of the symbol, the logo, then you need to dismiss it. Well, what do you mean, dismiss it? Well, I mean, don't think about it. Don't dwell on it. Now, obviously, it's impossible to completely forget about that symbol. I'm not talking about forgetting about it. I'm talking about dismissing it. I'm talking about not letting that symbol or that desire take over your life. Everybody remembers a watched pot never boils. Same thing applies. These logos, these symbols, work that way too. If you spend time minute after minute constantly waiting for this request to come into reality, you're wasting precious time you could have otherwise spent on other important matters. Now, I will warn you that if you're thinking that your desires will instantly pop into existence, kidding yourself. It doesn't work like that. The one thing that you cannot control is time when it comes to manifestation. It's the only thing, I mean, seriously, that you have no control over. Using this technique, using the symbol technique, using the logo technique, you can't dictate when your dreams are going to be fulfilled. So if you haven't got any patience, be prepared to be frustrated and be prepared to be disappointed. Because sometimes using this technique will involve a lot of waiting. What you're doing here is you're working with the universe for your dreams to come true. It will take as long as it takes for the universe to make it happen for you. As long as it takes. By the way, just a side note, when I was looking in different theology and looking at different translations, and I found this to be interesting. The phrase 40 days and 40 nights is a direct translation from an ancient Hebrew phrase meaning as long as it takes. Think about that. And we'll get into that one day at another time. But it'll take as long as it takes. Keep yourself from going, well, when will my request be here? You know, how long will it take? Nothing more but tools that pressure not only the universe, but you as well. If you keep dwelling on this logo, on this symbol, you'll find yourself being constantly frustrated. Because even if it doesn't take any longer for the manifestation to happen, you're going to think it's taking longer because you're focusing on it. So after you activate, you send, you eradicate, and dismiss this logo, go about your daily life. Go to work. Hang out with that SO. You know, spend time doing hobbies, whatever. Let it go. Not forgetting about it, but not dwelling on it. And also remember that even though you understand that this logo, this working with the logo, may involve a lot of waiting. You can't put it all in fate's hands either, because that's going to get you nowhere. Remember back, flashback. It's like praying to win the lottery and not buying a ticket. You've got to give the universe, or whatever name you want to use it, reasons and methods and opportunities to bring you what you need, manifest what you need. You want a higher chance of turning your dreams into reality. And if you want that to happen, I'm having a little bit of issue here, and I apologize. I'm not sure. Somebody just seemed... I'm having a little bit of an issue. Looks like somebody just... Okay, we're going to go on here. I don't know if I can watch the chat room at this point or not, so please bear with me. Remember that it may take a little bit of time for things to happen. And you have to be prepared. But you have to give the universe maximum opportunity to present that to you. So, what makes these logos, these symbols, effective? Because we're visual beings. And flashback to the subconscious, flashback to the conversation that I had earlier, flashback to waking conscious, you know, the waking self, the child self, and the higher self. Flashback to that conversation. But also, throw in the mix here, this thought is true, clinically researched, and true, that when we as humans, we find it easier to remember things when they're associated with a particular image. Now, I've been using the word logo over and over again here for a reason. Because now I want you to think about logos. Think about your favorite brands. Think about them. Apple computers. If that happens to be your favorite, it doesn't matter. Think about the different brands. Nike shoes. The moment you hear the brand, the symbol comes to mind as well. Because that logo is the visible symbol and the identifying element of a company. It gives that company identity. And it's not just companies. Religions, countries. So you see how this surrounds everything that we do. And it's because of this, when you see a symbol, we're going to reverse engineer here. So we're going to look back through it. When you see a symbol, when you see a logo, when you see a brand image, or when you see a flag of a country, or when you see a religious symbol, what happens? You don't just look and go, Nike tennis shoes. Immediately, everything connected to that company comes to mind in your mind. Anything that's connected in your mind to that company comes to mind. You think about, you know, the little Nike swish. You think about Nike, just do it. You think about, you know, the commercials that you've seen. You think about, you may even think about salespeople in shoe stores that you've run into. You think about the reputation of the shoe. You think about the reputation of the company. Everything is tied to that image. And that's what we're looking for in that symbol. And I wouldn't be me if I didn't bring home the idea that unless you know it will work, it won't work. Many, many, many of us end our spell crafting or whatever we call it with "so mote it be." What does "mote" mean? So mote it be. Mote means must. So must it be. As I will, so must it be. You have to know what you have activated that symbol for will manifest. So remember, to rephrase, to recap here just quickly. You, first of all, you have to know what you want. And you have to phrase it the right way. Then you need to build a symbol, build a logo. Then you need to activate it. Remember we talked about activating it. 8 paths of power. Click back on that in your mind. Once your subconscious takes over, in that altered state of mind, the moment your subconscious subsides, think of that logo and send it off. To destroy, you should destroy that symbol and dismiss it from your thoughts. Don't forget it, but dismiss it. You have to do your part. And you have to wait, because it will come to be. I want to thank you for being with me. And I want to remind you once again to go over, check out those two websites, Art for Their Sake, a wonderful, wonderful foundation founded by George Nicholas of Kuninus Rising. That's artfortheirsake.com, and that would be kuninusrising.co.uk. George, I want to thank you. You're doing a wonderful thing there. I want to thank each and every one of you here tonight that's put up with me for this long, and I hope that maybe something I've said, maybe one little thing that I've said will get you thinking. Because remember, that's what it's all about. I don't care if you think like me. I just want you to think. We are evolving, and I challenge you to be involved as we evolve. In all things, may you blessed be. Thank you so much for joining me, and remember always that I love you. I pray something you have heard this episode will make you think. I don't care if you think like me. I just want you to think. I challenge you to be involved as we evolve.